Hi, Dr. Randy. I was listening to your program about prayer and stuff, about worry. My name's Daniel, and right now I'm really struggling. I don't know if you do, like, prayer requests. So I just ask maybe that you could just put me on a prayer request just for help to find peace. You know, God's there for me. Right now, I'm really lost. And I just want to say thank you for the show today and stuff. Just really appreciate it. Keep me in the prayers. That's all I ask. Thank you.
Hey, Daniel, thank you for sharing that. I'll tell you what, we're going to, at the end of the show today, pray for you and others who have, frankly, already called and left these as one of our best of programs. And I'll be praying for everyone here a little bit later in the show. But I'll tell you this, if you would like to join us live today, you're welcome to share a prayer request on our comment line. Stephen listens to these, and we'll be adding these to our prayer line, or come to our website where we have a prayer wall where you can share your prayer request, and people will join you in prayer from all over the planet at theintentionallife.com. Or you can call us, and I'm going to give you the phone number in a moment. I'm going to ask you to join us in a one thing challenge for the next 21 days to say, here's one thing I'm going to pray for. Here's the question. What one thing, if you took the next 21 days, would you like to pray for? What would it be? One thing. I'd love to have you share it with us. All you have to do is call our number and leave that comment with us at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I'll tell you, I'm going to even go beyond that. And if you have a prayer request that you're willing to say you're going to pray for it, let us know what it is, and we'll do our best to pray for you as well. But I also want to send you my one thing wristband. It'll be a reminder as you put it on every day to pray for that person. We'll get it to you. Two-step process. Share that one thing challenge at 888-888-1717, and then go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. That's theintentionallife.com/WB. And what we'll do is we'll make sure we get this to you. Today we're talking about the power of prayer. You know, if the scripture is true, and we believe it is, that the prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. In other words, it makes a difference. Prayers are not just hitting the ceiling. You may feel that way. And Daniel, hey, listen, brother, we're going to pray for you. That's probably how you're feeling. But God hears, we hear, and we're here for you. And so share that one thing with us today, okay? 888-888-1717. Let's go to Texas on today. Hey, Cindy, when has prayer made a difference in your life?
When I had to stop worrying and start praying is when I was in a near-fatal accident with my 5-year-old son and my mother, and I knew that I had to rely on God. And in the deposition, they asked the gentleman that hit us why he walked away, and he said, because she was in a conversation with God.
Wow. Thank you, Cindy. Let's go to Arizona. Aaron, tell us, when did prayer make a difference in your life?
Your program today is extremely on point with what I've been fighting with. Fortunately, I had the day off, and I spent the day praying and asking God to help me and clothe me in protection with peace and grace, and telling Satan to stay away from me because I let him sneak into my life and I didn't realize it until it was almost too late. And through prayer and prayer with a friend, we have just worked through this. And God is amazing and has given me peace and grace and protection. And God bless all of you.
Thank you, Aaron. Listen, prayer takes us to a deeper place in our life. For some, they say it's just a psychological maneuver, just a meditation like any other meditation that people might go through. You know, they're just kind of focusing on some sort of a mantra or whatever. But it's more than that. For a follower of Christ, we believe and we've experienced the spirit to spirit, where we're connecting at a deeper level with God. I mean, the power of prayer. Give us a time, just very briefly. You know, when has prayer been real in your life? Somebody needs to know it matters. It's real. 888-888-1717. Michael, hey, man, what about you there in Texas? When has prayer changed your life, my friend?
For a long long time. I was in a motorcycle gang. In fact, for a few years, I was a sergeant at arms, and eventually I moved up to president. And I knew something was wrong. I was losing all my friends, getting shot and killed, and my whole life was going wrong. I was homeless. And one day, on the job site, I felt like all the air got sucked out of me, and I just couldn't move in front of everybody. I just stopped in my tracks and fell to my knees, and I asked them to help me. I decided to make the choice and make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. And ever since then, in every single thing I do, whether it's my music or the TV that I watch, I'm seeking Him. And the more I seek Him, He's been blessing me. He's making Himself real in my life. I'm no longer in that gang anymore. And He's decided to open so many doors for me. And my wife has forgiven me for everything. And more importantly, He showed mercy to somebody like me. And I just want to thank Him.
Mm. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's real stuff. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to be continually in an attitude of prayer. In fact, it says in 1 Chronicles 16, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. It's a continual thing. And except sometimes we can put it into compartments. So, okay, I'm going to pray now. And that's good. We need to have times when we do that. And the more intentional we are, the better. But it's like a conversation. It's an ongoing conversation continually with an attitude of prayer, an attitude of being connected with God. Oh, God, help me. You know, it talks about supplication. That's one of the things about prayer, supplication, which is really, oh, God, help me. And sometimes we all get there, whatever the experience is. And it's a beautiful, powerful thing. Love to hear your story. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be back. 888-888-1717, the power of prayer. How has it made a difference in your life? Don't go away.
Getting away to Alaska means you'll experience one of the most beautiful places in God's creation. And getting away to Alaska means a life-changing experience through the intentional living teaching of Dr. Randy Carlson. Step on board the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise. Get close to Alaska's magnificent landscape and get close to God. June 12th through the 19th, 2022. Your unforgettable travel experience begins at theintentionallife.com.
Oh, I love that spot because it just gets me excited about what is coming up in June. By June, we're looking to be breathing some fresh air, aren't we? June 12th through 19th, we have scheduled the cruise to Alaska from Intentional Living, and we want to make this a special time from the 12th through the 19th of June. So we've invited our friend Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave. You hear him on the radio. He's going to come and bring his guitar, and he's going to be leading us in worship. He's going to be sharing with us. He's got quite a story. You're going to find Mike to be just a real guy. And some of the challenges he's faced in his life. He's just going to be real with us. He's going to be leading us. He and his wife, Candace, are going to be doing a session. I get to teach on intentional living for your life, for your marriage, and a very positive week. I'm looking forward to the lessons we're going to be putting together when we're together at sea. And then Evan Carlson and his wife, Kelly. Evan is the president, CEO of the ministry. He's going to be with us and teaching some as well. Boy, we want you to be a part of it. This is the time, this is the month, to really get your cabin reserved for you and your spouse and your family. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on events. All the information will be there for you for the cruise. And I'll start with a statement that says success in life, whatever you define as success, whatever I define as success, is not a destination or an event. Rather, success happens whenever you or I win a battle in the moment of life. I believe that. I have to be honest with you. That's not something that I really thought much about until recently in terms of how life really works, because I'm kind of a goal-oriented guy. I look to the future. Where are we headed, you know, tomorrow? What are the goals? What's the destination? And the more I've thought about this, the more I realize that it's in the moments. In fact, I think of that passage in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, I believe it is, that says to us that the word of God, your word, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And what's interesting about that is that literally means, in the Hebrew, the word lamp means like a dim candle. And it's right there in the moment that God's word is there right in front of us. That's all we can see. It's like my It's like my cell phone flashlight. It gives me about 10 feet or so when I'm out at night. And that's all I see. And sometimes that's where we are, living in this moment. But it's also a light to my path. In other words, like the reflection of the high beams from your car on the signs ahead. And so it's a powerful thing, not only for the moment, but for the future. This is the teaching this month, Moments Matter. And we're getting that out to each of you who are supporting the ministry on the Intentional Living Journey. And those of you joining us today, your monthly support of $1 a day or more are going to make a big difference. So can I encourage you to come and be a part of the ministry with us? Not only will we send that to you and the audio and video version of it, plus we're going to send the 101 things you can do to build lasting relationships as a download. So get in touch with us today. You know what? Talking about prayer today, we got Kim on the line. Thank you, Kim, for your patience. Share with us, when has prayer made a difference in your life?
Well, I've always had a praying mother and grandmother. And when my daughter was 4 years old, she had fallen into the Grand River at night. And It was pitch black. And she didn't know how to swim. I mean, she could sort of dog paddle, but that was about it. And I jumped in after her. And it was just as pitch black as could possibly be. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. And what I did was just call out, "Jesus, save my baby," in my mind. And the brightest light that you've ever seen, the most clear light, I can't even describe it to anything physical that I've ever seen before or seen since, came on. And she was about a kick away from me. I kicked over to her, grabbed onto her. The minute I touched her, the light went out. Nobody else saw the light, even though they knew that we were in the water, because my husband had just jumped in too, but he hadn't seen the light either. And when we were out, I was talking with my daughter. I didn't want her to be afraid because we're boaters. And I said, "Honey, were you afraid at all?" And she said, "Well, at first I was, but then when Jesus came, I was okay. He said I would be fine." And I said, "What do you mean when Jesus came?" She says, "You know, when it got real light, he was standing right behind you, Mommy. Didn't you see him?" And then I started shaking.
Wow.
And the only prayer was, "Jesus, save my baby," in my mind. And so it doesn't have to be eloquent. All it needs to be is just call on his name when you need it. He knows what you need when you need it. And so whenever I doubt now, I just think back on that, and I just sort of smack myself upside the head.
That's a giant faith adjustment, isn't it? Powerful, you know?
Sure.
Kim, I appreciate that story. I mean, I'll tell you, I know some are listening saying, "What? I mean, this is really, really weird." But God knows in mysterious ways. Now, I've never had that happen. You know, I've never seen that. It's never happened to me. But just because it didn't happen to me doesn't mean it can't happen to a Kim, or that God can't in some miraculous way touch our lives. We see that throughout Scripture, and we know we still serve a powerful, living, awesome God. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Sherry. Wow, faith building today in New Mexico. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell us about the power of prayer. What difference has it made in your life?
Well, I was a Christian young woman, and we had been married about 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and we had been trying to have children, and it was not happening. And so it was a very difficult time. And so my husband had a cousin in Colorado Springs, and I'm sorry, it was up in Denver, and she was part of a prayer group, and so they started praying for us. They prayed straight for 40 days. And it was exactly during those 40 days that God literally brought an adoption situation to us miraculously, opened my heart to it, first of all, and through some books and some friends. And then little did I know, during that time, literally God saved the life of this beautiful baby boy and literally brought the situation together. I could give you lots of details that were so amazing. But right now, he's 24 years old, and his little brother is 19, both through adoptive situations, and we are just praising God. I praise God every day for their birth mothers and for bringing them to me.
All right, you're going to cry on me, Sherry. You're going to cry on me. Good for you. Listen, God bless you. What a story from New Mexico. And it's all right. You can cry. Can't cry here. You can't cry anywhere. why does God do this stuff? You know, doesn't have to. He does. I think it reveals his power. I think sometimes through answered prayer, it strengthens not only the faith of the prayer, the person praying, but also those around them who have been maybe shaken a little bit about trusting God. That's what this half hour is about. We just believe intentionally prayer is powerful, and we're hearing stories. Let's go to Corey, who's also in New Mexico, by the way. Corey, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm in Michigan, though.
Oh, well, we moved you to New Mexico, so you didn't know that, but that's where we
I wouldn't mind. I'd be missing the snow.
All right. Well, how has prayer made a difference in your life?
Oh, tremendously. Like, I grew up in church, and but it is just recently, within the last year and a half, that God has really woken me up to what it means to have a relationship with Him. And I believe prayer is always important and always makes a difference. But now I know, which is like worrying in the spirit. There was an instance a couple of months ago when my youngest son, unbeknownst to me at the time, I was driving on the way to work, and he had overdosed on drugs and was taken to the hospital. And I got a phone call. I'm sorry, I'm skipping over a few things. I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I'm worshiping and praising, which is what I do, because they have an hour drive to work. And all of a sudden, I just start praying in the spirit, and that's never really happened to me before. And as I'm crying and worshiping and praying in the spirit, I'm just being moved. I don't know what's going on. And about a half hour or 45 minutes later, I got a call from my from the hospital saying that I needed to come pick my son up. And I got there and I found out that he had overdosed. And the time that God had me start praying in tongues was when my son was being revived.
Answered prayer. It's a mysterious thing how God moves. And we don't know. We just know out of obedience, like Abba Father talking to our daddy, and he listens. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. We're talking about prayer today. 888-888-1717 is the number. And when we think about what prayer means, I'm thinking of some great things that have been said about it. Martin Luther made the statement that to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. That's why in Scripture, when it talks about that continual attitude of prayer, it's not departmentalized. It's a part of who we are and a part of our communication every day. Billy Graham made the statement that the Christian life is not a constant high. He said, I have my moments of deep discouragement. I have to go to God in prayer with tears in my eyes and say, oh, God, forgive me or help me. And then Corrie ten Boom says, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? And I think that's it's a great question, because many of us, it is a spare tire. When the tire blows, we want to get serious about prayer instead of having to be the steering wheel constantly. And of course, it was for Corrie ten Boom, for sure. Talking about the power of prayer today, let's get Brittany on before the break. She's in Arizona. Brittany, how are you doing today?
I'm so great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Tell me a time how prayer has made a difference in your life.
So it definitely has been a thing about persistence. My husband was working for a company for a very long time. And, you know, I'm not going to say because it's kind of a well-known company, but they just did not treat their employees very well. And he had been, you know, pushed off for one promotion after another. Although he, you know, by seniority and by skill set, he deserved these, you know, promotions. And we were just constantly praying and praying every day for 3 years. We had one opportunity where we could have gone to Atlanta, Georgia. We had one opportunity where we could go to Chicago, Illinois. And both of them, we felt great. We prayed. We, you know, Heavenly Father spoke to us and was like, this is where y'all need to be. And it just didn't work out. And we were like, what is going on? And so on the one hand, there was room for us to question and doubt. But on the other hand, we just stayed consistent and persistent and kept praying and kept putting applications in. And finally, he was able to get away from this company and completely start a new job at the beginning of April of this year.
Mm.
And
wow.
With everything that happened with the COVID pandemic and everything, we have been supremely blessed. And yeah. It's funny because it was one trial after another and constant prayer. So I'm telling you, this is a 3-year process that we have been going through this. And this year he's been able to work from home. He's been able to spend time with our kids, and our relationship has, you know, strengthened, and our relationship with Heavenly Father has strengthened. And it's just been an incredible experience to have that consistency in our life and just to be able to show our kids and look and say, you know, look, this is what we did. We pray, and we know, because we know our Heavenly Father loves us, and we know He wants to hear from us. And as you boys, because I have two boys, as you guys, you know, pray consistently and develop that relationship with your Heavenly Father, you're going to see those miracles in your life as well.
Powerful. Thank you, Brittany. Faith building half hour here, 20 minutes of it gone. Hard to believe, 21 of it. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We're talking about the power of prayer, what prayer made a difference in your life. And I got something I want to share with you as well, some personal things. We'll get to that here in just a minute, don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Prayer is a powerful force for good. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we are to pray without ceasing. When we're driving down the road, when we're thinking about other things, you know, when we're reading scripture, to have that attitude of prayer. I knew my parents prayed for me on an ongoing basis. Something I miss now that they're in heaven, but you know, praying is a powerful thing. Praying for others is powerful. In fact, that's why we have an Intentional Living prayer wall at our website. Thousands of people praying for each other. I hope you'll check it out. So here's a one thing challenge for you today. Intentionally and without ceasing, pray for another person, your spouse, your kids, whoever it is, one person, 24 hours, pray intentionally.
Go to theintentionallife.com/minute to get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day.
Yeah, I hope you do that. We put a lot of work in creating these 1 minute little teachings, and we'd like to get them out to as many people as possible. The easiest way is just to have us send it right to your email, or maybe you know someone you could share it with, and they could sign up as well and join the hundreds and hundreds who receive it every day all around the world. Just go to theintentionallife.com/minute, the power of prayer. We just got off of just about an hour ago, our staff, we meet together and then have staff around the country join on Zoom. And so we were talking about the needs, and boy, we just had a ton of prayer needs. We got some really serious stuff going on with our staff. COVID and death and illness and challenges and just a lot of things going on. So let me just throw out, I would appreciate it if you would pray for the team here at Intentional Living and our Ministry of Family Life Communications, Family Life Radio. And for the needs of the staff, I think Satan loves to attack, and he certainly nowadays that's going on. I know you have needs as well, and we want to pray for you. Power of prayer. They're lifting up one another in prayer. That's what we're doing. All right, let's go. Where are we going here next? We go to Darlene, I think, isn't it? Oh, Marcia in Arizona. Welcome to the program. How are you doing today, Marcia?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. Appreciate your call. What about prayer? What difference has it made in your life?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my son, who I prayed for 28 years. He became an alcoholic. He got into trouble because of his drinking. He ended up in prison. I would get so discouraged, and I would ask God, please help me not to give up. And God, after 28 years, led me to this rehab that I was able to get him into. And he was, the last time I saw him, I thought he was going to die. He was terrible. He was homeless, and he was throwing up blood. And I said, I prayed the prayer, God, do something now. Do it right now. And he did. He got him into this rehab, got him sober. He went back to college after he got sober, and now he's a counselor for substance abuse. And just don't give up on prayer.
Amen.
I mean, God's time is not our time. And I just praise God that it turned out the way it did, how he turned his life around. And he's so passionate about helping other people. And God is just an awesome God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Thank you, Marcia, for sharing that with us. And we'll be praying for you along with, as I promised, those who have called today or shared their stories with us today. And of course, many of you who've left your comments, we haven't seen them all yet on our comment line, but we pray for you as well. And I think of that passage in Hebrews chapter 4, where the writer to the Hebrews in verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly." You know, we're not to come sheepishly or timidly, but boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help during times of need. And so we're reminded to do so boldly, just like a son or daughter should come to their parent. Let me close this half hour together in prayer today. Father, you've heard each of the comments that have come in the prayer request. I think of Kim, and boy, what a miraculous story. Thank you for that. And then Sherry, thank you for sharing your story of how God has really moved through your prayer group and has brought such a blessing to your family. Brittany, and for Marcia, and Aaron, and David, and Cindy, and Michael, and then each, and think of Daniel, who started the show today. For each of these, you know their names, you know their needs, and those that are unspoken, and those who have, during this half hour, left their comments on our comment line. We bring each of them to you boldly, as you tell us to do, asking you to show grace and mercy in the lives of these folks, and those who didn't even get a chance to call but are praying out right now. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you all for joining us on The Power of Prayer. If you have a prayer request, come boldly to our prayer wall at theintentionallife.com or leave your prayer request on our comment line at 888-888-1717. I want to say thank you to Stephen Davis, our producer. Thank you, Stephen, for all your work and all the team behind the scenes that help make intentional living possible every day. And for those of you who financially support the ministry, God bless you. Have a great day.